speaking with Julian Manzara, the guitar player. Julian, you have a notion of which part of the rock fusion catalog you most would like to investigate?
Yeah, everything that sounds super cool and resonates with my heart. Everything from Jimi Hendrix to Carlos Santana and John Scofield, people of this nature who really presented the music at a high level.
What is it about some of the great guitar players that really sends you over the edge?
Well, specifically with these rock and fusion players, it was their ability to keep the creativity at a high level while having the explorative mindset of a jazz artist. So someone like John Scofield can easily play bebop music, but has presented the music at a much higher level of intensity, which is kind of what this project is about as well. Carlos Santana is someone who inspired me from a young age. Listening to his early records like Abraxas really made me decide to pursue the guitar professionally.
Your group plays one of Santana's called Europa, but that's not one of the common ones.
Europa is an instrumental that's sometimes overlooked. It's truly a classic recording. That's from his record Amigos. It's one of the most beautiful records of all time, in my opinion, so check that out.
Catalog for great guitar in jazz and in rock and just about every idiom goes way, way back, and there's tons of it. So in a way, you could pose a question like, why bother writing your own stuff? Why not just stay back there?
Right. Well, there's plenty of music, and I could play on and on, repeating other people's music, but to me, part of being an original artist and seeing myself as a jazz musician and an innovator, part of my responsibility is adding to the wealth of music that's been written and presenting it myself.
In a tune like Ready When the Sun Goes Down, it's your tune, what's the big contribution being made there?
Borrowing from the tradition and also moving it forward. That's the key ingredient, and a big part of that is this new guitar concept that I've been developing lately, which I call the Sound of Light.
Julian, those sustained tones that you're getting, that must be the signature sound of yours, the Sound of Light. How do you get that?
That is just my electric guitar. It's equipped with a special pickup, though, that allows me to sustain the notes indefinitely. And I'm using that in combination with a volume pedal to adjust the volume of the sound in real time so that I'm able to achieve these volume swells and vocal phrases.
What's the musical reason to incorporate this in your work?
Well, my favorite instrument is the tenor saxophone, so I draw a lot of influence from the great horn players. And playing this guitar in the style that I'm doing now allows me to evoke that kind of horn-like quality into my playing.
It's always been a concern of guitar players in jazz to, you know, to play it like a horn.
Yeah, we've always wanted that extra dynamic quality, that long singing tone. It's something that we've strived for a long time, and I feel like I'm almost there with this thing.
You have been a part of something called the Cedar Commissions. It's given by the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. You were commissioned to write music for a special performance. You had a long time to work on it, and you chose, one of your pieces was to investigate Albert King's guitar style and then do something with it. What do you see in Albert's style in the first place?
Well, his way of bending notes specifically really resonates with me, so that's something that I definitely borrow from. I've taken that and combined it with this singing, sustaining quality that we've been talking about to develop into my own style of playing on this piece, Blues for A. King.
Homage to the greats of the past while helping point the way to the future, the Julian Manzara Band. For information, julianmanzara.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.